started talking last time about whether a kinyan derabbanan has any status in the rice. If someone does a kinyan derabbanan, a type of kinyan that the chachamim were misaking, or he's an individual who can only have a kinyan derabbanan, will that kinyan derabbanan work for a mitzvah deraisa, for a din deraisa? Or do we say no? The realm of the rabbanan and the realm of the deraisa are different, and they're not going to, never the twain shall meet. We mentioned that the Machne Ephraim and Hilchos Meshicha, Simin Beis, Hilchos Kinyan Meshicha, Simin Beis, he wants to suggest that maybe it's 2 days in Tosfos right over here on Daf Lamed Amud Beis. The Gemara was saying, Rav Huna told the Avankari to be careful not to cut the hadassim directly from the ground that the sellers are giving to them, right? The sellers are selling them hadassim, so they shouldn't cut the hadassim directly from the ground. Why? Because we're afraid that the hadassim are gzula, they come from a karka gzula. So then the yish is going to be chal b'shusam, and if the yish is chal b'shusam, it's not negative for the gazlan, so therefore it's going to be a problem. So the Gemara asks, what's the issue Rav Huna was concerned about? It should be kona b'shinim aysa, since they're cutting it off, and then they're going to be ma'aged the lulav, lulav tzarech eged. If lulav tzarech eged, so then that's a shinim maysa. So the shinim maysa should make the avankri be able to be kona, even if they're not going to be kona b'yush, they'll be kona b'shinim maysa. So it's up the Gemara, no, Kasava Lulav and Tzarech Eged, Rav Huna Paskin like the Chachamim, the Rabbi Yehuda, he held Lulav and Tzarech Eged, so therefore there is no Shinei Mais. In fact, the Gemara in Kinsilom, Lulav and Tzarech Eged, Shinei Achoza Labiyasa, Vashinei Achoza Labiyasa, Lo Shmei Shinei. The Gemara then says, even if Rav Huna held like Rabbi Yehuda that Lulav and Tzarech Eged, it's a Shinei Achoza Labiyasa, it's a Shinei that's reversible, and that's not called a Shinei, so therefore there is no Shinei Mais at the speaker. The Taisus says, is that really true? Shinei Achoza L'Biyasa is Lo Shmei Shinei B'chlal. On a Daraisa level, it's Lo Shmei Shinei, but it's Koni Midrabanan. It's a Kenyan Midrabanan. Why is it Koni Midrabanan? Mishim Takonas Hashavah. Chazal make a person be Kone, the item. The Gazlan is going to be Kone, the item that's Nishtane. Even though it's a Shinei Achoza, it's a reversible Shinei. The Chazal Amakna, the item to the individual, because they want him to do tshuva, because if they're not going to be maknet him, then he's not going to... Right? The Kenyan tells me that now they're only chayiv mamon. So Chazal want him to only be chayiv mamon, so then he'll actually return the money, he'll do tshuva and return the money. But if they say the shini is not going to be kone, he has to return the object, then the guy's not going to do tshuva, he won't return any. So practically, isn't there a Kenyan derabbanan over here? How can we say that if it's a shini achozer, then it's not going to be nikna, it's a problem for the avankri, but there's still a... Taisus has two answers. Taisus says that either since Minat Torah is not going to be Kona, it's not Lochem. The problem over here is that it's not going to be Lochem, that the Avankari are not going to own the Hadassim, and the Lokachtam Lochem by Amarishan, you need Lochem for Dalet Minim. So even though there's a Kinyan Derabbanan, since Minat Torah there's no Kinyan, it's not going to work. But Taisus is troubled because from the Sugya of Hahi Savta and the Flamed Aleph, it sounds not like that. It sounds like even a Kinyan Derabbanan is enough to take away the shame gozel. Right? That case of the Savta, Rav Nachman, Paskin, that gozel eitzim v'sigech bohem, ein lo ela demei eitzim bilvad, like the Braisa says, mishim takonas hashovim, Chazal say that there's a chiev to pay domim, but you're kona the eitzim. So it's not a sukkah gezula, they're able to be yotze. It's not a sukkah gezula. So it sounds like even though you have a kinyan, one of that's a shinei hachoza, because although you will gozel eitzim and sikech bohem, you attach them to the sukkah, let's say, right? You mechaber them to the sukkah, there's a shinei maisa, not just you placed it on top, but you attached it in some way or form. There's a shinei maisa, but it's chozer, right? It could be reversible, could take it apart. The Gemara seems to assume that that removes the shame gozel. Aye, but it's koni midrabanan. It's not koni min haTorah. So how can it remove the shame gozel? So says Taisus, it sounds like a kinyan derabanan can work on a level of the raisa. Stach astira from the sugyas. But Taisus says no. He says really in the second day, really a kinyan derabanan can work for the raisa. Aye, our case. Right? Gemara says that if it's shinei achoz lebiyosu lo shmei shinui, so then it's not going to be lochem. He says, because over here, there is no takanas hashavim. Here, since it's so easy to reverse it, to take off the egget, to reverse it, even midrabbanan, it's not going to be koneh. Really, a kinyan derabbanan would work to create lochem min haTorah. Okay, 2 days in Tosis as to whether kinyan derabbanan can create lochem min haTorah. So we pointed out this is really an age-old machlokes rishonim on daf mem vav mem beis, that the Gemara says that you shouldn't give your lulav, your dalad minim to a katan on Yom Tov Rishon before you've been yotze yourself. Why? Because mikna koni aknuye lo makni. The katan can be konim in atara, but he's not going to be able to be makna back to the gadol. So why is that true? He's konim in atara. We know mitzias cheres shot of a katan is only the rabbanan. So the rishonim have a debate. Some say that he's konim in atara based on das cheres makna. Tosis in Sanhedrin and the Rambam, they say das acheres makna, that since there's das of the gadol, then it'll create a kinyan deraisa for the katan. We normally assume for every chalos kinyan you need 2 things: you need a maisa kinyan, you need das kinyan. So these rishonim hold das kinyan doesn't mean das of the kone. It's not limited to das of the kone. Das of the kone is great. If he has full das, if he's a gadol, then he can do his maisa kinyan with das. The chiddush is that even if the kone is a katan and doesn't have a full das, but if the gadol supplies the das, if the makna supplies the das, that also works. It's a chiddush. It's a chiddush. Because you would imagine the ma'isa kinyan is being done by the kohen, the das kinyan has to be supplied by the kohen. The Kamtosis and Sanhedrin and the Rambam, and they say, no, the das has to be supplied by someone. You need 2 different things. Ma'isa, das. But the das doesn't have to be supplied by the one who does the ma'isa. It's a big chiddush, but not for now. It's a different discussion. Why is that true? What does that say about das kinyan? Is das some kind of independent requirement to create a chalos kinyan, or is it somehow related to the ma'isa kinyan? Not for now, but that's an important discussion. So that's what the Rishonim say, that das acheres makna will create a kinyan deraisa for the kotel. But the Ritva and Rashi there in the Gemara Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis explain differently. They say, no, really, the kotel has a kinyan derabbanan. He doesn't have a kinyan deraisa. He doesn't have a kinyan deraisa. Das acheres makna only works on a derabbanan level. But afal pi kein, that will create a chalos kinyan deraisa for the katan. Even though he really only has a kinyan derabbanan, that creates a chalos kinyan for the katan, even on a deraisa level. And that's the problem of the Gemara. That das acheres makna will say that he'll be konim in haTorah. Even though fundamentally he has a kinyan derabbanan, he'll be konim in haTorah, because that kinyan derabbanan creates a chalos deraisa, but he can't be makna back to the gadol. He won't be able to be makna back to the gadol. And that's why the gadol is not going to be able to be yotzei. That's how the Ritva understood, and it seems as though that's how Rashi also said, because the Rashi claims that the katan only has a zechiya derabbanan. So we just pointed out at the end of Shir that the Ritva adds that based on his yesod, what emerges is that Reb Zeira's whole chashash in the Gemara and Daf Mem Vav is only talking about a katan who hasn't reached the age of pu'us, who's so young that he doesn't have the ability to be makna, even midrabbanan. He has no hakna. He has no hakna. He has a kinyan derabbanan, but he doesn't have a hakna derabbanan. Metzias chereshot of a katan yesh bo gezom and neidak hashom, that applies even if he hasn't reached the age of pu'ud. Anyone, any child that picks up something, you're not supposed to take it from the child. So he has a kinyan derabbanan, but until pu'udos, until he has a little bit of das, not the das of a god, but a little bit of das, he doesn't have a hakna midrabbanan. Once he reaches the age of Pe'udos and Chazal Masaka, not only a kinyan derabbanan, but even a hakna midrabbanan, mekachu memker. They have mekachu memker. The takanas hashuk, to make it easier for them to do business, Chazal Masaka, that the katan has both kinyan and the ability to be makna. So Dr. Ritva, the chashash Reb Zeira has is only if he hasn't reached the age of Pe'udos. Because if he hasn't reached the age of Pe'udos, then he'll still have a chalos kinyan deraisa. How? Because he has a kinyan derabbanan. And a kinyan derabbanan works to create a chalos deraisa, but that's only being kone. But he doesn't have a hakna even midrabbanan. So he won't be able to be makna back to the gadol, even midrabbanan. So that's why the gadol is not going to get it back on a deraisa level. But once the kone has reached the age of putos, then he has the same ability midrabbanan to be kone or to be makna. So just like he'll get it on a deraisa level, because his kinyan derabbanan can shaf a chalos deraisa, can create a chalos deraisa, so too his akna midrabbanan can create a chalos deraisa for the gadol, so there won't be any problem. So it's limited to a katan who's less than pu'utos, as opposed to a katan who's more than pu'utos. Comes the Lechem Mishnah and points out that the Rambam doesn't distinguish. The Rambam doesn't distinguish. He says the problem exists even if the child has reached the age of pu'utos. Even if he's reached the age of pu'udos, there's still going to be a problem. Why? that if he's reached the age of Pa'utos, then he can be marked in the Rabbanan back to the Gadol. The answer is, claims the Lechem Mishnah, the Rambam holds that a Kenyan Rabbanan doesn't work to create a Chaloz Darais. He's not working with that approach. The Rambam was assuming that the problem is Minat Torah, the Katan can be Kone, because of Dasach Eretz Machta. So Dasach Eretz Machta is only going to work to the Katan, not from the Katan to the Gadol. So that's Reb Zeira's Chashash, that the Katan will be able to be Kone Minat Torah, but he won't only be able to be Machta Minat Torah back to the Gadol. So the question that we have to address is twofold. First of all, what's the nature of this machlokas? What does this mean? The Ritva and Rashi assume that a Kenyan Drabbanan can work to create a Chalos Daraisa. How does that work? How does that happen? Drabbanan is Drabbanan, Daraisa is Daraisa, never the twain shall meet. I mean, yes, the Torah recognizes the ability of the Chachalot to be Mesakein, Takonis, but that works to create a Chalos Daraisa, how does that happen? And secondly, if you assume that it doesn't happen, if you assume that a Kenyan Drabbanan doesn't work to create a Chalos Daraisa, like the first day in Tosfos by us, right? If you say that a Kenyan Drabbanan doesn't work to create a Chalos Daraisa, like Tosfos in Sanhedrin, like the Rambam, like the first day in Tosfos by us, that the Machane Efraim pointed out, so how do we understand the Gemara by Safta? Tosfos gets a kasha from Safta, case of Ahi Safta, that they stole the Eitzim, the Sikech Bohem. Rav Nachman Paskin that Ein Lo Ela Demei Eitzim Bilvad, the Kone, the Eitzim, the Sukkah is not a Sukkah Gezula, they only have to return the money. And that was the Raya that the second day in Tosfos brought, that a Kenyan Drabbanan can work to create a Chalos Daraisa. That's only the second day of Tosfos. In the beginning, Tosfos was not assuming like that. At first, Tosfos said, even though Yekone Abashine Hachozi Yekone Midrabbanan, he said, but that doesn't matter because Kenyan Drabbanan doesn't work to create a Chalos Daraisa. And here we're talking Daraisa, we're talking about Lochem by Lulav. So what's that day in Tosfos going to do with Safta? That's like a good kasha. The way the Machane Efraim is presenting it, there really are 2 days in Tosfos. And even if there are 2 days in Tosfos, even if you'll say that Tosfos concludes, not like what he said in the beginning, Tosfos really holds like the second approach. That's what the Rebbe of the Machane Efraim wanted to say, right? The Rebbe of the Machane Efraim says, no, if you look at Hama'ayim, B'divrei HaTosfos, we'll see that Tosfos really holds a Kenyan Drabbanan can work to create a Chalos Daraisa. Okay, so maybe within Tosfos it's not 2 days. But Tosfos and Sanhedrin holds like that. The Rambam holds like that, that a Kenyan Drabbanan doesn't work to Shafa Chalos Daraisa. So what are Tosfos and Sanhedrin and Rambam going to do with the Gemara by Safta? Okay, these are the two questions that we have to address. What's the lumdus behind the Yeshitas? How does it work? How does it work according to the Ritva and Rashi? And according to Tosfos and Sanhedrin and the Rambam, how do we understand Safta? The kash on both Shitas. We got a lot of work cut out for us over here. Okay, so first of all, Pshat in the Ritva we started to allude to, Akiva made reference to it yesterday, that the Ritva is based on the idea of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Hefker Bezdin Hefker. I think that's the Lashon of the Ritva. The Ritva that Menvav on the base says, Afilu ledivrei ha'omer dezchiyah dekotam edrabanan hikriyesh dan zacheres makna osam. Mikol makom zchiyah derabanan zchiyah gemura hi lehefke bezen hefke. I'm skipping a little bit in the middle. Right? Masha'en kem b'metziyah she'en lo bezchiyah afilu midrabanan. Right? The one who holds that das zacheres makna is only midrabanan. It'll only work midrabanan. So it only works midrabanan. So what's the problem? He's not kone minatorasa. What's the problem? There's up to Ritva. It's only Midrabanan, but it's a Zechiyah Gemura, because Hefke Bezdin Hefke. So therefore, it's going to be a problem for the Gadol. Even for Din Torah, Kevin Dlo Yodla, Knuya Nimsa Allah Yotze Beluv Shenu Shalom, Afla Din Torah. So what does that mean? Hefke Bezdin Hefke, says the Ritva. The Nekuda, the Mafteach, to understand the Shita, that a Kenyan Drabbanan can work to create a Chalos Daraisa, says the rule of Hefke Bezdin Hefke. Hefke Bezdin Hefke means that Chazal have a koach in dinei mamonis. The Torah gives Chazal a koach in dinei mamonis. So that koach in dinei mamonis can determine, even on a daraisa level, who the money belongs to. Hefke bezen hefke. Hefke bezen hefke. I mean, if it can't determine on a daraisa level who the money belongs to, so what are the chacham going to be able to accomplish? It's still guessing. Right? The Chachamim are mafkir the money of one person, then someone else is zoicha. He's zoicha begezel. Min haTorah still belongs to the guy's house. What's hafkir bezel and hafkir not going to accomplish? It's clear that hafkir bezel and hafkir works on a daraisa level because the Torah, there must be a pasuk. We'll see. Must be a pasuk that tells me hafkir bezel and hafkir, and that determines that on the daraisa level we recognize the koch of the Chacham to determine whose money this is. If they have a koch of hefker, bes, and hefker, so then they can determine whose money it is and whose money it's not. So how does that help us? How does that help us for kinyonim? Hefker, bes, and hefker. Hefker means that they can be mafker money. They can take it away from a person. Here we want the cotton to be konim in a Torah. How does hefker, bes, and hefker help the kinyon? What you have to say is that hefker, bes, and hefker might do more than just to be mafkir. Hefker bez and hefker might be not just a mechanism that can be mafkir, but even to be makne. That's the assumption. Now this question as to whether hefker bez and hefker can only be mafkir, even to be makne, that's a famous machlokas betzos in Yeshivas. What is the parameters? What are the parameters of hefker bez and hefker? How far does it extend? Should we take it kipshuto that it only applies to hefker, or does it even apply that Chazal had the koach to be makne to someone as well? The Beis Yosef in Hilchas Kiddushin has a famous statement. He says, let's say a person is Mekadesh and Isha with a milval peh through Maimit Shloshtam. What does that mean through Maimit Shloshtam? Right? Let's say he acquires, let's say it's simpler. He acquires a milval peh through Maimit Shloshtam, and then he's Mekadesh and Isha with that milval peh. Reuven owes money to Shimon. Right? Reuven is a lova, Shimon is a malva. And then Shimon says to Reuven, he says, you know what, don't pay me back. I want to be makna, the money that you owe me, to Levi, to a third party, to my mishloshta. The three of them are standing there together, and Shimon says in front of Reuven, I want to be makna, I, Malve, want to be makna, the money that you owe me, to Levi. He says it in front of all three of them. So the Chacham have a takana. You write the end of the first paragraph of Gittin, says the Chacham made a special takana that my mishloshta works, taksashuk. They wanted it to be easy for people to be makna things to each other, so they said, "But my mitzloshtan works." Now that's a kinyan de rabbanan, a kinyan of dibur. It's a mamash, a tremendous chiddush. It's a kinyan of dibur ba'alma. Normally, we assume the Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchos Mechila that the mekach can't be nikna b'dibur. My mitzloshtan is the exception. It's a din de rabbanan that you can be kona b'dibur as long as the three of them are there. So what happens if a person is kona the money, my mitzloshtan? The Maimit Shloshtan, and then he wants to be Mekadesh and Isha with that money. What's the din? Does that work? So the Beis Yosef says it does work. Even though Maimit Shloshtan only works on the Derabbanan, there's a Kinyan Derabbanan, but somehow it creates a Chalos Kinyan Deraisa, and now this individual owns the money. He owns the money. So if he owns the money, then he's able to be Mekadesh and Isha with that money. That's what the Beis Yosef says. Others disagree, but that's what the Beis Yosef says. And how does it work, Dr. Beis Yosef? Hefker bez and hefker. Hefker bez and hefker. So all the Achronim ask, hefker bez and hefker. How does that help? How can hefker bez and hefker work over here? Hefker bez and hefker works to be mafkir. But here we want the person to be kona the money, to make it shalom. You can't be mekadesh and isha with gezel, with something that doesn't belong to you. You have to be mekadesh with mamon shalom. How can the Beis Yosef say that it's going to work to be makna? To be makna the money. So comes the Ktos in Simin Reish Lamehe, and he says the answer must be that Hefker Bez and Hefker works not only to be mafke, but even to be makna. It works not only to be mafke, but even to be makna. And he says, you know, it's not such a pella what the Beis Yosef says, because I'll bring you a raya from Masech to Shkolin, says Ktos. You know, the Mishnah in Shkolim in Perek Aleph Mishnah Hay says that ein memashkin in noshim v'avodim uktanim, but im shokul mekabel miyadam. We don't force. We're not memashkin. Memashkin means to take a mashkon, to force a person by taking a collateral to force them to pay the money. We're not memashkin avodim noshim avodim uktanim to give shkolim the machzah shekel to the Beis Hamikdash. But if they are shokel, if they volunteer, then we're makabel miyadam. So the Bartanura on that Mishnah says, ubetnai sheyimserem letzibur legami. Betnai that they have to give it to the tzibur. They have to have in mind to give it to the tzibur. The noshim, the avodim, the ktanim, they have to have a full das to give it to the tzibur. So the Ktos says, sheyimserem letzibur yofeh. How can the katan be moser letzibur yofeh? He's a katan. He doesn't have a koach hakna over here. So how would it be nimsa to the tzibur yafin? Even pu'utos, even if he gila onasa pu'utos, well, how's that going to help me? They still only have a hakna midrabanan, so how's that going to help me to be mosa to the tzibur yafin? Why does it have to be nimsa to the tzibur yafin? Because we want to make sure that the karbanos that we buy with the matzah shekel are karbanos tzibur. We want that then shouldn't be karev mishel yachid. So if we're not going to make sure, if the money of the katan, the money of the misnadev is not going to be nimsa l'tzibur yafa, then it turns out that a chelik of the carbon is a carbon yachid, it's not a carbon tzibur, so it's going to be pasul. So that's what we need, that they give it over to the tzibur, full hakno, and now the tzibur is going to own it. So the fact of ktzo is, how is the tzibur going to own it? What's the Bar Tanura saying? How can the tzibur own it if the shekel is from the katanin? They don't have a koach hakno minator. So you see that even if they can only be makna the rabbanan, that kinyan the rabbanan works on a daraisa level, because Hefke Bezen Hefke tells me that Chazal have a koach to be makna. So Kotan wants to be makna, then Chazal can take his money and give it to someone else, not just be mafkir, but they can take the money of the Kotan and give it to the tzibur. So that's a good riot to the Beis Yosef, that a kinyan the rabbanan can work to create a chalos daraisa. Just like by the shkolim, we'll be makabel miyodim, we'll accept the shkolim from the ktanim, and we assume that it can be nimsa l'tzibur yofa because Hefker Bezen Hefker allows the chachamim to be makne the shkolim of ktanim to the tzibur. So too, if he's makadish b'chov b'milva alpeh b'mayim et shloshtan, it's kiddushei Torah, because Hefker Bezen Hefker allows the kinyan to work on a deraisa level, because Chazal have the koach even to be makne, not just to be mafke. That's what the ktzos says. At the end, the Ktzos just parenthetically points out that it might not be such a rai. Might not be such a rai, because there's a machlokus rishonim, who gives the matzah shekel? From what age are you mechuyev to give matzah shekel? For a zocha. I forget about noshim. A regular individual. Right? A regular man. From what age is he mechuyev? So if you would ask me, I'd say a gadol. Right? 13. Bar mitzvah. L'chor, that should be the age. Not so poshut. It's a machlokas, the Bar Tanura and the Rambam. They talk about this. We give matzah shekel before Purim. So who's mechuyev to give the matzah shekel? So the minig is, the Mishnah Berurah says, the minig is even to be shokel for an uber. If a woman is pregnant, the minig is that she gives a matzah shekel, or the husband gives a matzah shekel even for the uber. But that's a chumrah. That no one would say that there's a chiyev to give matzah shekel for an uber. And of course, the matzah shekel before Purim is not a real matzah shekel. It's a zeichel matzah shekel. We have to keep that in mind. Oh, Shaila, if you say it's a matzah shekel, whether it's kachim bachutz, whether it really has a chidusha, and then you're not going to be able to use it, zeichel matzah shekel. But we're much more machmer in the zeichel matzah shekel than the real din matzah shekel. The question is, when does matzah shekel begin? So the Rambam happens to say that when we talk about ketanim for matzah shekel, we're talking about bar mitzvah, right? Below 13. But the Bar Tanura says no, it means below 20. We sometimes find that a katan for certain halachas is below the age of 20. I mean, in Parshas Kisisa, it mentions 20. Right? For the Truma of the Mishkan, for the Shkolim, the Machzah Shekel, and the Mishkan, it does mention 20. So the question is the Machzah Shekel and the Beis HaMikdash dumi to the Mishkan, or is it different than that? The Rambam says it's different. When it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, it's not a function of 20, but the Bar Tanura says, well, we learn from the Mishkan, so it should be... Ben Esrim Shana Vamala from 20 and up. So according to the Bar Tanura, there's no raya to the ksosas you saw, right? There's no raya that Hefke Bezen Hefke works even to be makna, because the case of ktanim could be ktanim who are gedolim, ktanim who are above bar mitzvah but below the age of 20. They're potter from giving matzah shekel, but if they decide to give matzah shekel, we accept it from them. They have to have akno. They have to say that they want it to be Mishal Tzibur. So that could be talking about a gadol below the age of 20 who's potter from giving matzah shekel, but if he decides, we can accept it from him. Below bar mitzvah, maybe there's no havamina to say that he'd be able to give matzah shekel because he doesn't have akno, and a kinyan d'rabbanan doesn't work for a darais. So going to the Bar Tanura, there really is no raya. Going to the Rambam, there is a raya, because below bar mitzvah is potter from matzah shekel, so ketanim in the Mishnah is talking below bar mitzvah. So the raya is that if the ketanim do give matzah shekel, we do accept from them. But how does it work? It must work based on hefker bezen hefker, that chazal can be actually makne to the tzibur. Okay, this is what the Ktos wants to suggest. That according to the Rambam, we have a raya from the Masech HaShkolim, from Ptanim, from the Bartanurin, Masech HaShkolim, that Hefka Bez Nefka even works to be Makta. And that would explain the Beis Yosef about being Makarish B'mayim Mit Shlosh. Comes the Nesivis and says, I don't see the raya of the Ktos. What's his raya B'chlam? You bring a raya from Shkolim? The Ktos says, how can Hefke Bez and Hefke work Minat Torah if it's only if the Kotan only has a Hakno Midr Abonin? Says the Nesivis, the Teretz is Poshit. The Chachamim are only Mafkir the money of the Kotan. The Chachamim are Mafkir the Maksa Shekel of the Kotan. Aye, how is it Nimsu L'Tzibu Yofa? It's Nimsu L'Tzibu Yofa because the Gizbar of the Hegdish is going to be Zochem in Hefke. It's not a Hakno Minat Torah. And that works only on a Drabbanan level. But in this context, in the case of Shkolim, you don't need a Haknoa Minat Torah. Because even if it's Hefker Minat Torah, even if it's Hefker Minat Torah, it's only Hefker Minat Torah, but the Shliach, the Gizbar is a Shliach of the Tzibar, he can be Zoche Minat Torah from the Hefker. So it doesn't have to be Haknoa Daraisa. It can be a Kinyan Daraisa of a Zechiyah Minat Hefker. But for the Beis Yosef, right? For the Beis Yosef of Mekadesh B'mayim Mit Shloshtan, this is not going to work, says the Nesivis. The Ktos wants to give an answer for the Beis Yosef based on the Mishnah in Shkolim. So the Chesed is a little complicated, right? The Ktos wants to bring a Raya from Shkolim and have to be Beis Nefka works even to be Makna, and that will explain why you can be Mekadesh B'mayim Mit Shloshtan, because its Kiddush Yatar really belongs to the Mekadesh. So for the Nesivis, there's no Raya at all. There, it's not that the Chachamim have a koach to be makna to Hefkebez and Hefke to the Tzibur. No, they only have a koach to be mafkir, but the Gizbar is going to be Zoche for the Tzibur from the Hefker. But by Maimit Shloshtan, you're talking about it. Hefker? Well, what's the Hefker? If you're Mekadesh or Maimit Shloshtan, you're trying to use the Maimit Shloshtan, use the Kinyan de Rabbanan in order to be Mekadesh the Isha. You're not Zoche in the Hefker, you're not Zoche in the money. If there's no kinyan daraisa through the maimed shloshtan. If there's no chalos daraisa through the maimed shloshtan, then it's not shalos. So you can't be makarish the woman with that. So if you don't assume that there's a haknah in a Torah, then it's not shalos. You're not going to be able to be makarish the woman, says the Nesivis. The Ktos and the Nesivis seem to be arguing as to whether Hefke Bez and Hefke works only to be mafkir or even to be makna. Okay, nafkamina for kiddushin. Nafkamina whether you can be makne to the katan, right? The katan can certainly be makne to the tzibur, because either he has a koach hakna on a deraisa level, or even if he only has a koach, even if Chazal gave him a koach to be mafke, but we can be zochem in a Torah. But how about in the other direction, to give to the katan? So if you hold that Hefker Bez and Hefker allows a hakna. Right, that even though there's a hakna midirabana, but that works minat Torah, like the Ktos, so that will work not only from the katan to someone else, but even from someone else to the katan. But according to the Nesivis, that Hefker Bez and Hefker only works to be mafkir. If the katan wants to give to someone else, that will work minat Torah, because he's mafkir midirabanan. The Hefker works on a Daraisa level, and then the Gadol can be zocher from the katan. Let's say the Gadol wants to give to the Katan. Gadol wants to give to the Katan. According to the Nesivis, that's not going to work Minat Torah. The Gadol can be Makne, but the Katan can't acquire Minat Torah. Right? He only has a Kinyan de Rabbanan. He doesn't have a Kinyan de Reis. Right? Hefker Bez and Hefker only works. Hefker Bez and Hefker only works on a Daraisa level to be Mafke, but not to be Makne. Yeah.
What about the Gemara Membav, where the Katan seems to be caught on the Daraisa level? How did the Nesivis learn that Gemara?
The Nesivis would say it works based on Das Acheres Makna.
Not right.
Yeah. The Nesivis would say that works based on Das Acheres Makna, but it's not going to work in that Torah based on Kinyan Drabana works for Daraisa. Based on Hefker Bez and Hefker, it's not going to work. Hefker Bez and Hefker is only to be Mafkir. The Katan can't be Zochem in a Hefker Minat Torah. Right? He can be Zoche midrabanan. Chazal will misaken a Kinyan Drabanan for the Katan. But this idea, the Katan has a Kinyan Drabanan. That's a Mishnah. Mitzias Cheresh of the Katan, Yesh b'hem b'nei darkei shalom. He has a keli d'rabbanan. The question is that d'rabbanan going to turn into a d'araisa? That's this strange chameleon we have over here. You have a keli d'rabbanan, but somehow it starts off as a d'rabbanan, but that d'rabbanan really turns into a d'araisa based on hefker, bez, and hefker. So if you learn like the Nesivos, hefker, bez, and hefker is only to be mafker, then when the katan is kona, it's not going to turn into a d'araisa. He has a kinyan d'rabbanan, but that kinyan d'rabbanan is not based on hefker, bez, and hefker. It's a takana d'rabbanan, not based on hefker, bez, and hefker. Chachom have a koach mid'rabbanan to do anything, but that's only going to work on a d'rabbanan level. Right? That's only going to work on a d'rabbanan level. But this idea that the Torah recognizes on a d'araisa level that the chachom have a koach in mamanis, that's limited to hefker. So the only way the katan is going to be able to acquire it is through das acheres magde, but not through hefker, bez, and hefker. Not through hefker, bez, and hefker. So if the katan, right, if there is no das acheres magde, like by Matthias cheres of the katan, there is no das acheres magde, then the katan only acquires it on a d'rabbanan level. Right? He's not going to acquire it on a d'rabbanan level. Question?
About the second half, the katan can't give it back.
We're gonna get to this. Let's take it slow. Let's take it slow. Okay, let's just develop this for five more minutes, and then we'll get to your kash. Question?
Yeah, okay. Within hefker bez hefker, does there have to be some sort of basin that actually makes it hefker, or just it's?
No, it means that Chazal were koveya. Right, when Chazal were misakin a kinyan for a katan, that's the hefker bez and hefker of that bezdin that was koveya that din, and then la olam void, the din is going to be chal. Okay, so before we start to plug it back into the sugya, okay, let's take it slow. What is this machlokas based on? Ktos nesivos, very nice machlokas, you know, svaras flying here and svaras flying there, but where did it come from? It's just parech ba'avim. What's going on over here? The emes is it's not just a svar ba'alma. Some have pointed out that it could depend on the mukkar to the din of hefker bez and hefker. The Gemara in Gittin talks about the concept of a prusbel. We know that when Shemitah comes, not only is there Shemitah's karkos, that the karka of Eretz Yisrael is not allowed to be worked, but there's also an idea of Shemitah's hachovos, right? That the pasuk in Parashas Re'eh says that you're not allowed to be nosha, that if you're a malveh, someone owes you money, you're not allowed to collect the money after Shemitah. Right? Shemitah cancels all of the chovos. But Hillel saw that people weren't lending money, so Omar v'tiken prusbel. If you're talking a prusbel, that one should write, that one should give over, he should be Moshe Shtaros of the Bezdin, he should write that all the chovos that he owns are given over to Bezdin, and once it's given over to Bezdin, then they're not private chovos anymore, we look at them as chovos of Bezdin, and then you can collect the chovos on behalf of the Bezdin even after Shemitah. That's what Hillel was misakin. So how can Hillel be misakin such a thing? Minat Torah, the Minat Torah Shemitah works, and Hillel's misakin that Shemitah is not going to work. So the Gemara in Gittin says that we're talking about Shemitah b'zman hazeh d'rabbanan. Big discussion as to what that means, but Shemitah b'zman hazeh d'rabbanan, Hillel goes like Rebbe, that Shemitah b'zman hazeh d'rabbanan. So therefore, Shvius b'zman hazeh d'rabbanan v'Rebbe hi. So therefore, Hillel was able to be misakin. So then the Gemara on Lamed Vav Amebeis comes around and says, "Umiika midi de midaraisa lo meshamta shvius v'tarkina rabbanan de tishomei." How can it be that Minat Torah b'zman hazeh we're talking about Shemitah the Rabbanan, and Shemitah is only knowing b'zman hazeh the Rabbanan according to Rebbe? He links Shemitah's karkos with Shemitah's kesafim. It's only mid Rabbanan. So that means Minat Torah lo meshamta. Minat Torah Shemitah doesn't work. Minat Torah the chovos are not batel. The malva deserves his money. The malva deserves his money, and the chachamim are going to be misakin that Shemitah does work. The chachamim are misakin that Shemitah works, and now Hillel has to be misakin a prusbel to prevent it from working. Right? There are multiple stages over here. The chachamim were misakin that really there should be Shemitah's ksafim. Now Torah Shemitah is not going to be mishamit. The chachamim are misakin that there is a Shemitah's ksafim and you can't collect. Amad Hillel, and he said that there's a prusbel that it's not going to work. He brought it back to the din d'araisa of his man. I said that Shemitah should not be Meshamet. How can Chazal be Mesake and that Shemitah should be Meshamet and the Malva's not going to get his money? That gets us into the whole problem that starts the ball rolling, that Hillel has to be Mesake and prusbel. If as much as they were talking about that Shemitah is not Meshameh, so that's it. The Malveh deserves his money. So how can the Chacham be Mesakin that the Malveh is not going to get his money? To require Hillel to be Mesakin the Prusbel that he should be able to get his money again. So there are two answers in the Gemara. Rava says Hefke Bezen Hefke. Hefke Bezen Hefke. Hefke Bezen Hefke. Min HaTorah, there's no Shemitah. Min HaTorah, the Chovos still exist. The Malveh should get his money. But the Chacham say no. With the Rabbonan, there is a Shemitah, and the Malveh doesn't get his money. Hefke Bezen Hefke, Chazal have the ability in Momin to say that the Malveh is not going to get his money. The Amar Rav Yitzchak, Menayin Shefke Beznoi, Hefke Shnema Bechola Shalo Yovo Lishloshes Hayom Katzis Hasfarim Vazikainim, Yochram Kavachushu Vahu Yibadu Mekala Gol. Rav Lezer Amar Mehocha, Eila Nachlos Asher Nichalu Elozer Akoyim Vyoshua Benun Vyoshia Ovos. Ma'in Yerosha makes a lovos, Lomalacha Ma'ovos, Manchilim Es Benayim Kol Mashiyirtzu, Avroshim Manchilin Ha'am Kol Mashiyirtzu. Hefke Bezen Hefke, says Rav. Chacham are in control. So even if min HaTorah there is no Shemitah, the Malveh should get his money, Chazal HaMesaken, that there is Shemitah. And that's why Hillel felt compelled to Mesaken the Prusbel, because there was going to be a Shemitah Derabbanan, and it would be Meshamei B'chovos, and the Malveh would not be able to get his money. How does that work? Hefke Bezen Hefke. How does Hefke Bezen Hefke work? Two psukim. He quotes a pasuk from Ezra, and a pasuk from Yoshua. What's the pasuk in Ezra talking about? So now she explained a little bit, not too much. At the time of Ezra, there were Olei Bavel who were intermarrying, right? The people in Eretz Yisrael, they came back from Bavel and they weren't so frum, so they were intermarrying, and there was a real concern. So Ezra Beis Dino made a convention, so to speak. And they wanted to give a Musa Shmuz to tell people that, you know, you can't marry Goyim, you have to marry Yisraelim, you have to be Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. We're living in Eretz Yisrael. If we're not going to be Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to keep us here. So they sent out a proclamation that anyone who doesn't come to the convention is going to be punished. That's how they got people to come. See, if you don't punish people, it's very hard to get them to come. Right? This was a problem even at the time of Ezra. V'chol asher lo yavo l'shloshes hayamim ka'atzes hasorim v'hazikeinim yochram kol rechush, he's going to lose all his rechush, v'hu yibodol mekahal ha'golam. We're going to punish him, we'll give him a knas, we'll take away all of his money. Take away all of his money? How do they have a right to do that? The answer is, this is the mokor of Hefke Bezen Hefke. The chazal have a koach to be mafke the money, to take away the money from anyone they want. That's one mokor. The Belezer says, no, mehocha, eila nachlos asher nichalu elozer ha'koyim v'yoshua benun. Elazar and Yeshua and the Nesiim had the ability to be makna the parts of Eretz Yisrael, the parts of the Shvatim, right? Each Shevet is going to get a part of Eretz Yisrael. Elazar and Yeshua and the Rosh Avos, the Nesiim, were makna to the different Shvatim, the parts of Eretz Yisrael that they were going to get. How are they able to do that? The answer is Hefke Bezen Hefke. Chazal have a koach to determine who gets what. So they are makna to the members of their shevet. Two different makaros. So the Rashba points out here in Gittin, he says he thinks from the makaros, take the second makar. From the makar of Eila Hanachlos, don't you get the impression that Hefke Bezen Hefke works not only to take away, but even to give? Right? They're giving Nachla, they're giving parts of Eretz Yisrael to different individuals. It sounds like it's even to be makar. The Sefer Devar Avraham, Kovner Rav and Chelak Aleph Simen Aleph, the very first Simen, he thinks that it's actually Machlokes Rishon. The Rashba and Gittin is one sheet, but there are others who argue and claim that Hefke Bezen Hefke is only to be Mafke, not to be Makne. So Machlokes Rishonim, it's not just the Machlokes Lektos and Nesivis, it's actually Machlokes Rishon. The Amshel Shlomo in Masechta Yevamos points out that he thinks that it's dependent on these two Makaros. If you learn Hefke Bezen Hefke from Yochran Korachusho, L'chora, the koach of Hefke Bezen Hefke is only to take away, to constant, to take away from someone. If you learn it from Eila HaNachalos, then L'chora Hefke Bezen Hefke is not just to be mafke, but even to be makne, to give nachala to people. L'chora should be dependent on these two psukim. It's interesting that the Rashba picks up on the second pasuk and he doesn't talk about the first. L'chora is a machlokas. It's a machlokas what the mocker is. The mocker will determine the nature of the din. This is a major machlokas. Machlokas tzos nesivas, machlokas rishonim. Could be a machlokas in drosha, in the drushas of the psukim, which drosha we learn it from. What is this machlokas all about? Be'emes, what the machlokas is about is whether Hefka Bezdin, Hefka tells me that Bezdin, do Bezdin have a koach of every yachid v'yachid? Or are they even stronger than a yachid? Every yachid has the ability to be mafker his own nechasim. Right? If I own something, I can be mafker it. I can't be makna the item to you. You have to be koneh, you have to do a maisik. I can't be makna to you. You have to be involved in that. Right? If I'm going to be misnahe kebailim, if I'm going to act as a bailim, that means I have a call to be mafker my own nechasim. But I can't be makna to you without you being involved. So if we said that hefke bezin hefke means that bezin is a call to be misnahe kebailim, just like the Bailim can be the Salik Rishusam, they can take their Rishus away, take their Bailis away, so too Bezdin has the ability to take the Bailis away from a Hedjah. What Hefka Bezdin and Hefka might teach me is that no, they have a greater Koach than the Bailim. Their Koach is stronger than the Bailim. The Bailim might be able to be Mafkeh their own Nechosim, but Bezdin has the ability even to be Makneh as well, because they're stronger than the Bailim. And that's the Machlokas of the Tupsukim. Do they have the Koach of Bailus, or are they even stronger than the Bailim? They can even be Makneh. Okay. So it seems as though the way to explain the machlokas rishonim as to whether a kinyan derabbanan can create a chalos deraisa is based on this machlokas rishonim, machlokas tzos nesivis, whether hefker bezin hefker only works to be mafker, or does it even work to be makna? If it works to be makna, so then the kinyan derabbanan, whenever chazal are masakin a kinyan derabbanan, they're masakin a maisa kinyan for a godol, right? My mitzloshna, right? It's not a maisa, it's a diva, right? But they're masakin that something works as a kinyan for a godol. It's only a kinyan derabbanan. No, but if Hefka Bezin Hefka works even to be makna, then it'll work on a daraisa level because they have a koach. But on these psukim, psukim are not in chamisha chum she Torah, but apparently what you have to say is it's a gilui from divrei Kabbalah. It's a gilui that this is a daraisa. So then they'll have the ability to be to create a chalos kinyan daraisa, even though they're only rabbanan. As opposed to if you assume that Hefker Bezin Hefker is only to be mafkir, so then they don't have an ability to create a chalos deraisa. They have an ability to be mafkir, but their kinyan derabbanan is not going to create a chalos deraisa. And that would apply to Katan as well. Right? Katan is a gavra who doesn't have a kinyan. Even if he does a maisa kinyan that you work on a deraisa level, but he has a gavra only as a kinyan derabbanan. So if Hefker Bezin Hefker gives the chacham the call to be makna on a deraisa level, the takon is a derabbanan, but it works on a deraisa level, then it'll work for a katan on a deraisa level as well. What are we saying then? That Tosfos and the Rambam, who hold that the problem here, Jacob, we're plugging it in now. Tosfos and the Rambam, who say that the problem on the Gemara and Daf Mevav is that the katan is going to be konim in a Torah to dasacheres makna, not because kinyan derabbanan works for deraisa, but only because of dasacheres makna. What do they assume? They assume that Hefker Bezin Hefker works for what? Only to be mafkir. Hefker Bezin Hefker is limited. So in the Kenyan realm, it only works midrabban. So that's why to explain why the Katan has a Kenyan daraisa, Tosfos and the Rambam would have to say it's based on Das Acheres Makna. Okay? That's Tosfos and the Rambam. The Ritvan Rashi will say no, that Hefker Bezin Hefker works even to be makna. Ela hanachalos, it works even to be makna, not just to be mafker. So that's why they felt that even without das acheres makna working on a daraisa level, the katan still has a kinyan daraisa because kinyan derabbana can create a chalos kinyan daraisa. And that's lechor the machlokas rishon. And be'emes some point out that it's the Rambam l'shitaso. It's mefurish like that in the Rambam. That the Rambam holds that hefker bezin hefker is only to be mafker, it's not to be makna. Which Rambam? Who Rambam? Where does he say mefurish? Where? Sanhedrin, right? The Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin writes this beferish. The Rambam tells us about the principle of Hefker Bezin Hefker. And the Rambam tells you what the Makor is. Give a wild guess. What does the Rambam say? What's the Makor according to the Rambam? Perek Chav Dalet Halacha Vav.
Ezra,
exactly. Chayn Yesh Ladayan Tomid Lahafkir Mamon Sheyesh Lo Bailim Umaabe Vinosin Kfima Sheyira Ligdor Pirtza Sadas Lachazek Haberek O Liknos, etc. Harehu Omer Be'ezav, V'chala Shal Ayov, L'shloshes Ayomim, Ka'atzes Asorim, V'hazkenim, Yochrem Karechushim, Mikan Shehefke Bezin Efke. The Rambam invokes the pasuk in Ezra to teach you Hefker Bezen Hefker. That's the Rambam Lishtasim. Assumes Hefker Bezen Hefker is limited to being Mafker. Like the Nesivis against the Ktzos. So the Rambam says, how can a Katan have a Kinyan D'oraisa? The Gadol wants to give Minat Torah. The Gadol wants to give something to the Katan. And the problem is that every Kinyan the Katan has from a Gadol is going to be D'oraisa. How does that work? It doesn't work based on the rule that Kinyan D'rabbanan can create a Chalos D'oraisa, because the Rambam says Hefker Bezen Hefker is limited to Hefker. It's not going to work to be Makna. That's why the Rambam says, the Lechem Mishnah explained, that's why the Rambam says that it works Midin D'asachar Es Makna. Works with the Zacharias Makna, and that's why the Rambam doesn't distinguish between Higia Laonas Hapautos or Lo Higia, because even if Higia Laonas Hapautos, this still is going to be a problem, because the Katan will be Konam in HaTorah to Zacharias Makna, but he won't be able to be Makna back in HaTorah, because it's only a Hakno mid the Rabbona, and the Rambam holds that Efkir Bezen Efkir only works to be Makna, not to be Makna. Okay, so that's in terms of the Svara of the Rishon. Machlokas, where the Kinyan D'Rabbanan can create a Chalos D'Oraisa, what's that based on? Hefker Bezen Hefker, only to be Mafker, or even to be Makna, Ktzos, Nesivis, Rashba, right? 2 days in the Gemara, two Makaros, the Rambam L'Shitas, the whole is only to be Mafker. So the problem that we have remaining is, how are the Rambam and Tosis and Sanhedrin going to answer the question from Savta? Right? Tosis in the beginning seems to assume that a Kinyan D'Rabbanan can't work to Shafa D'Oraisa. And then he's bothered with Savta, because in the case of Hahi Savta, we see Rav Nachman felt that Gazal Eitzim Esikech Bohem Ein Lo Elo D'mei Eitzim. There's no Gazal. He could be Yotze the mitzvah of Sukkah. We know Sukkah Gezula, even the Chachamim claim a Sukkah Gezula Hametulteles, real Gzela, not Karka, Sukkah Gezula Hametulteles. You're not going to be Yotze. L'chol ma'ute gzula. Rav Nachman clearly assumed that, no, it's not going to be Gezel over here. So why is it not going to be Gezel? So it sounds like a Kinyan D'Rabbanan. Takonas HaShavim, Kinyan D'Rabbanan can create a Chalos D'Oraisa. So if Kinyan D'Rabbanan can create a Chalos D'Oraisa, then how do we understand our Gemara? Rav Huna was troubled with the Avankari. He says, make sure that you don't cut it off, because if you do, then the Yush is going to be Bershuscha, and you're not going to be Kona. And don't tell me that there's a Shinui Maisa. Don't tell me it's a Shinui Maisa. That's only a Shinui HaChozer Libriyoso, and Shinui Libriyoso is Lo HaVishinui. It's Kona Midir Abana. It's Kona Midir Abana. Kona midrabbanan, Tosus says. So Tosus answered, no, midaraisa, it's not going to be Kona. Midaraisa, it's not going to be Kona. So that's what the Gemara is saying. If it's a Shinui HaChozer, so then it's not going to be a Shinui in order to enable a Kinyan for the Lulav, in order for the Lulav to be Lachem. Well, that's what the Gemara is saying, that a Shinui HaChozer is not going to make it Lachem, because it's Kona midrabbanan, but not Minat Torah. So the Kasha is, if the Kinyan D'Rabbanan of Takonas HaShavim is going to be enough to remove the Shem Gezel, why is it not enough to make it Lachem in Lulav? That's the Kasha of the Shar Melech. The Avnei Meluim in Simen Chav Ches quotes the Shar Melech, who asked that L'chora, the Gemara of Ha'i Savta is a Kasha against the Rambam, because the Rambam and Tosis and Sanhedrin assume that a Kinyan D'Rabbanan doesn't create a Chalos D'Oraisa. It doesn't create a Chalos D'Oraisa. If Das Acheres Makne, there'll be a Chalos Kinyan D'Oraisa, but the fact that Kotna is a Kinyan D'Rabbanan doesn't create a Chalos D'Oraisa. And that's Pshat in the Gemara on Lamed Amid Beis. So Shinui HaChozer L'Biyoso is not Kone Minat Torah, so that's why it's not going to be Lachem. So if Kinyan D'Rabbanan doesn't work to create a Chalos Kinyan D'Oraisa, so why is it not a Sukkah Gzula on a D'Oraisa level? By Safta, Gozal Eitzim Esikech Bahem, he's Kona Midrabbanan, but he shouldn't be Kona Minat Torah. It's still a Sukkah Gezula Minat Torah. So how can they be Yotzi with the Sukkah? That's the kasha of the Shah Melech. Comes the Avnei Melulam and says, he says, according to the Rambam, what's happening over here? Do you have to own a sukkah? Does the sukkah have to be lachem? Sukkah doesn't have to be lachem. Rabbi Elazar holds that the sukkah has to be lachem. Rabbi Elazar says you can't be yotzei b'sukkah she'ula. But the chachamim, whom we paskin like, hold that you don't need a sukkah to be lachem. You can be yotzei b'sukkah she'ula. You can't be yotzei b'sukkah gzula. Gzula is worse than lachem. It's a shame gozel, it's a different halacha. L'chol mu'ute gzula. Chag ha'sukkos tas l'chol, it can't be gzula. But the chachamim hold that it can be she'ula. It doesn't have to be lachem. It just can't be gzula. Ah, that's the key. The key is that even if kinyan d'rabbanan can't create a chalos kinyan d'arais, it's not going to make it lachem. Like in our sugi, it's not going to make it lachem by lulav, but it will remove the shame gozel. It removes the shame gozel. Min ha-Torah, this is chus hishtamshus here. If chazal ha-bekoach to be mafkir the item, so then you're allowed to use the item. And we can go even further. You don't even have to say that chazal ha-bekoach to be mafkir. Chazal just say, you don't have bailus to prevent other people from using this item. It's not gozel anymore. This is chus hishtamshus for anyone who wants it. That's what Chazal are telling us. They're not being machne at all. They're creating a chus hishtamshus for whomever wants it. If Chazal have the koach to create a chus hishtamshus, then we understand it's not going to be a sukkah gzula. The chilek between the Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph and the Gemara Lamed Amid Beis is what are you trying to accomplish? The Gemara Lamed Aleph and Beis, we need it to be lachem. It has to be yours. It has to be konei lacha. The lulav has to be lachem. It has to be shalom. Shalom, a kinyan d'rabbanan is not going to shafa shalom on a deraisa level. That's the yisod of the Rambam and Tosus and Sanhedrin. But on Lamed Aleph and Lamed Aleph, all we need is that it shouldn't be gozel. Just because it's not lachem doesn't mean it's gozel. Even if it's not lochem, there still could be a zchus hishtamshus here. And that's what Hefker Bez and Hefker can accomplish according to the Rambam and Tosfos and Sanhedrin. Hefker Bez and Hefker creates a zchus hishtamshus. So if it creates a zchus hishtamshus, then it's not going to be gozel. And if it's not a sukkah gzul, then they'll be able to be yotzi with that sukkah. Okay, so these are the two approaches that either the Rabban Taka works to create a chalos kin in their eyes, and mamish can make it lochem. And mamish can make it lochem. Aye, so why is our Gemara and Lamed Amid Beis saying that if it's a Shinui HaChozer, then it's not going to make Lachem? The answer is, because here, even Midrabbanan, you're not going to be Kona, because there's no Takanas HaShavim, because the Eged is so easy to undo, that they're not going to make a Takanas HaShavim that you'll be Kona Midrabbanan. The other way to look at it is, no. The Taka what? That it's not going to be Kona on a Daraisa level, even if it's a Kinyan Drabbanan, it's not going to make a Kinyan Daraisa. Aye, Hayi Safta? No. The Safta is a different case. Kinyan d'rabbanan taka can't make it lachem, but there, at least it's going to remove the shame gozel, and once it's not gozel, it's not a sukkah gzula, then you'll be able to be able to say with that sukkah.